You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
A long-lived atmospheric river is landing on New Zealand shores, which NIWA says could lead to well over a month's worth of rain this week, especially in parts of the South Island. To get some more insight on what atmospheric rivers are and what impacts they can have, I spoke to Tristan Myers, a meteorologist at NIWA.
Yeah, so an atmospheric river, it's one of these things that's been around forever, but I think the science is kind of crystallizing upon definitions now. And the way to think about it is essentially a plume of moisture that travels from the tropics in sort of a narrow, comparatively narrow band down to us in the mid-latitudes, and that's where New Zealand is. And some of the characteristics of atmospheric rivers, you know, they're quite big, thousands of kilometers in length, and they have very, very high moisture values. And once these sort of atmospheric rivers, they hit, for instance, other weather systems, like you might have heard of cold fronts, or perhaps New Zealand's complex topography, it acts to sort of squeeze that moisture out of the atmosphere, and that can cause extreme precipitation events. Now, atmospheric rivers themselves are a normal phenomenon. You know, we get them all the time, and they're quite important for large parts of the South Island, where a majority of their annual rainfall comes from atmospheric rivers. But they're also responsible for some of the worst precipitation of our worst flooding events, really. That we have in New Zealand, particularly in parts of the west coast of the South Island.
You say that the atmospheric river that the country is experiencing at the moment is unusual. Why is this?
Yeah, that's right. So there is a classification for atmospheric rivers that's still sort of being developed, and it comes out of North America. But if we look at the classification scheme there, it's really an exceptional, what they would classify as an exceptional atmospheric river, and that's just due to how long it is. You know, this is an event that's lasting longer than 3 days, and in addition to that, just the moisture content of the atmosphere. And for this time of year as well, we really haven't observed moisture values in the atmosphere going back to climatological records, going back to about 1959. So if we look at August as a whole and we say, okay, what's a normal amount of water in the atmosphere that we would expect from these atmospheric rivers coming down? We really haven't seen anything like this in records going back to 1959. Now, you know, this is sort of a forecast, of course. So when the event has passed, we'll have to kind of go back and verify it. But nevertheless, it gives you a scale of the magnitude of this particular atmospheric river.
So how much rain are we likely to see, and what kinds of physical impacts do you anticipate?
Yeah, it looks like a lot of rain. In fact, I'm looking at current observations at the moment, and we've had well over 150 millimeters for a number of stations across parts of, for instance, Takata, around the Tasman regions, western parts of the South Island. There's some local council stations that have recorded in excess of 250 millimeters. Other NIWA stations are reporting over 160 millimeters. And look, it's just starting to get cracking now. I anticipate hundreds of more millimeters or fall for some of these places. So we could be looking at event totals over half a meter. In fact, some areas, particularly elevated areas, could even see a meter of rainfall with this particular atmospheric river. And that speaks to the amount of moisture in the atmosphere and just sort of the longevity of the event. Rainfall like this, you're going to see flooding. It's almost guaranteed to see flash flooding and river flooding as well, because the antecedent conditions, that is the background conditions to this event and what's been happening here in New Zealand, it's been very wet, right? Like I'm from Wellington, and in Wellington, I've been seeing a lot of slips around the place, and it doesn't take much rain to get those going now. And I can imagine that's exactly what's going to be happening, an increased risk of slips, potentially that will make for hazardous driving conditions, and roads may also suffer some damage because of that. And of course, the flooding. And I was saying this is air that's coming from the tropics. And if you're walking outside right now, you might notice it doesn't really feel like winter. And that's because this air is definitely coming from the tropics. And that's leading to snow melt. Some of our sort of alpine weather stations have not dropped below zero overnight last night. And it's been raining there the whole time. So what that tells me is that we're already starting to see a significant amount of snow melt occur. And that itself will also lead to an exacerbation of riverine flooding.
And do we know whether climate change impacts the severity or occurrences of these atmospheric rivers?
Yeah, it's hard to say, and I think the research is still out on that. But, you know, if we sort of put two and two together, and if I were to speculate, every degree rise in temperature that we get, you know, the air can hold about 7% more moisture. That's sort of a physical relationship that you get by looking at the equations of what governs our atmosphere. That tells me as the planet warms, you can have more water in the atmosphere, and that increases the likelihood of these sort of ARs. But right now, currently, we have two climate drivers at play that are quite important to this. One is La Nina. We are in a La Nina. In fact, we are looking at a triple dip La Nina, and we also have something called the Indian Ocean Dipole. What this really means is that the tropics north of us, really sort of northwest of us, are very active. There's a lot of moisture being pumped up into the atmosphere over there. And so that is a source of atmospheric rivers, and that's why they become so frequent over the recent months.
And finally, how long do we expect this rainy weather to last?
Yeah, well, I mean, this current event looks like it'll last well into the weekend. It looks like two separate bursts for the South Island, one sort of finishing sometime on Friday and then redeveloping later and then intensifying. But the North Island looks like, it's raining now. The North Island, it looks like we'll see that persist for the next few days. And then next week, unfortunately, it looks like we could see another burst of rainfall hit the South Island. So we are in a bit of a rainy period at the moment with the sort of atmospheric drivers that we are seeing. Unfortunately, this week we will continue to see this rainfall, and then there'll be a break, but then next week we could see another burst of rainfall as well. It doesn't look quite as intense at all as what we're seeing here, but more rain on wet soil is not what you want to hear.
That was Tristan Myers, a meteorologist at NIWA, speaking to me this morning about atmospheric rivers causing rainy weather throughout Aotearoa this week.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.